The Satvahan dynasty had a succession of significant rulers who left their mark on history. Simuk is considered the founder of the Satvahan dynasty during 1st century BCE, marking the beginning of the Satvahan dynasty. While not much is known about his reign, he laid the foundation for the dynasty's future prominence. Satkarni I is known for his Nasik inscription, which provides insights into the early Satvahan rulers and their territorial expansions. His reign set the stage for the dynasty's growth. Hal was a patron of Prakrit poetry and is renowned for compiling the Ghat Saptashati, an anthology of 700 Prakrit poems. His contributions to literature were a hallmark of his reign. Gautamiputra Satkarni's reign marked a pivotal moment in Satvahan history. He is celebrated for his military achievements, including defeating the Shak Kshatriyas as well as his Nasik and Nanighat inscriptions. Vashishthiputra Pulumavi. Pulumavi was a patron of Buddhism and played a significant role in the construction of the famous Amravati Stupa. His reign emphasized the dynasty's connection to Buddhism. Yajnashri Satkarni. His inscriptions in the Nasik caves provide valuable historical records, shedding light on his rule and contributions. Huvisk. While not a Satvahan ruler, Huvisk of the Western Kshatrap dynasty had interactions with the Satvahans and is of historical significance. Notable contributions and achievements. The Satvahan dynasty made significant contributions and achieved several milestones. Territorial expansion. The Satvahans controlled vast regions including parts of modern-day Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and Madhya Pradesh. This expansive domain facilitated trade and economic growth. Patronage of Buddhism. The dynasty is well known for its support of Buddhism. They constructed numerous Buddhist stupas, monastic complexes, and the magnificent Amravati Stupa, demonstrating their commitment to this religion. Art and architecture. The Satvahans significantly influenced early Indian art and architecture. Their intricate sculptures, rock-cut cave temples, and other artistic expressions serve as invaluable historical artifacts. Literary legacy. Hal, in particular, contributed to the literary world by compiling the Ghat Saptashati, a collection of Prakrit poems. This work provided a glimpse into the cultural and literary landscape of the time. Administration. The administrative structure of the Satvahan dynasty was marked by a hierarchy and organization that facilitated governance. Central authority. The king held a central and authoritative role in the administration, wielding considerable power and influence over the entire realm. Provincial governance. The empire was divided into provinces, each under the control of officials appointed by the king. This structure enabled effective management and the vast territory. Local governance. Local administration was decentralized, with village councils, known as ganas, playing a role in local governance. This arrangement contributed to efficient local management. Economic prosperity. The dynasty promoted trade and agriculture, fostering economic prosperity. They facilitated trade through well-connected routes, including those linked to the Silk Road, contributing to wealth and commerce. Causes of decline. Several factors led to the eventual decline of the Satvahan dynasty. Internal conflicts. Internal disputes, power struggles, and rivalries among different branches of the family weakened the dynasty's unity and stability. External invasions. Invasions by foreign rulers such as the Western Kshatriyas and conflicts with regional powers like the Ikshvakus put immense pressure on the Satvahans. Economic decline. Changes in trade routes and economic shifts affected the dynasty's revenue and resources, contributing to their decline. Legacy. The Satvahan dynasty left an enduring legacy that continues to influence Indian history and culture. Cultural influence. Their patronage of Buddhism contributions to art and architecture and literary achievements left an indelible cultural impact on the region. Trade and commerce. The Satvahans played a pivotal role in enhancing trade, fostering economic growth, and contributing to the overall prosperity of the region. Historical significance. The Satvahans are a crucial part of India's historical narrative, representing a period of political and cultural growth. The Satvahan dynasty was a prominent Indian dynasty that ruled over a significant part of the Indian subcontinent from around the 1st century BC to the 3rd century CE. The sources of information about this dynasty come from a variety of sources, which include inscriptions, literary sources, foreign accounts, archaeological discoveries, and art and iconography. Inscriptions. The Nasik inscription, also known as the Nasik Prashasti, is a significant source of information about the Satvahans. It was discovered in the town of Nasik in modern-day Maharashtra and provides important details about the early Satvahan rulers, including their genealogy and achievements. The Nanighat inscription. This inscription, found at the Nanighat Pass in the Western Ghats, mentions the achievements of the Satvahan ruler Satkarni I. It provides insights into their territorial expansion and influence in Western India. Literary sources. Puranas. Ancient Indian texts like the Puranas, particularly the Puranas like Matasya Puran, Vishnu Puran, and Bhagavat Puran, contain references to the Satvahans. These texts provide genealogical information and historical anecdotes about the dynasty. Kharvel's Hathigumpa inscription. Although not directly related to Satvahans, the Hathigumpa inscription of the Kalinga king Kharvel mentions the conflict between the Satvahans and Kalinga. This inscription offers insights into the interactions between the two dynasties. Foreign accounts. The Periplus of the Erythraean Sea. The ancient Greek text attributed to an unknown author in the 1st century CE mentions trade and ports on the western coast of India, including the region under Satvahan control. It offers information on trade routes and economic activities. Archaeological discoveries. Coins. Satvahan coins have been discovered at various archaeological sites. These coins often feature the names and titles of Satvahan rulers and provide valuable chronological information. Buddhist stupas. Several Buddhist stupas and monastic complexes built during the Satvahan period have been found in areas like Amravati, Nagarjunakonda, and Ghantasal. These sites offer insights into the dynasty's patronage of Buddhism and art. Art and iconography. Satvahan art, including sculptures and relief carvings, can be found in various parts of India. These artistic representations depict the rulers, their queens, and scenes from their lives, providing a visual record of the dynasty. These sources offer a comprehensive understanding of the history, culture, and achievements of the Satvahan rulers in ancient India. To know more about Satvahan kings, their achievements, their administration, causes of decline, and legacy, please watch part 2 of this video. If you want to know about any other topic, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. Thank you.